Hey everyone, welcome to the Troy Christian High School Chapel Podcast. At the end of this episode, please take a moment to subscribe to our Chapel YouTube channel and follow our Chapel Instagram account. Those two places will be the easiest way to check out what's coming up, as well as find some bonus content from our speakers and worship team. Most importantly, I hope the following message challenges and encourages you to grow in your relationship with God as you learn to love God and love others better. Enjoy.
I am so excited to share some words with you guys and a little bit of my story and what I've been learning these past couple weeks. Desperation isn't a popular state of being, but I was in a desperate point in my life a few weeks ago, and I'm grateful that I was. I'd spoken in chapel and received amazing feedback and testimonies of Jesus working in people's lives through my message, which is pretty amazing. I was so grateful that after years of pain and asking, you know, God, why me? Why would you put me through this? I saw why he allowed me to experience these things. I saw that God didn't waste these moments in my life and that he was always working in those moments. He was never absent. After my message, I felt like the devil kind of attacked me, and I think it's because I was sharing all of the ways that Jesus had touched my life, and I ended up being hospitalized due to my depression. I was defeated, embarrassed, and ashamed that I had just tried to give hope and encouragement to people, and then I ended up in a not very good place. Kind of felt like I was back to my starting point. I was at my breaking point, and I was desperate for hope and peace. While I was in the hospital, I called home. I was very emotional talking to my parents, explaining this terrifying experience that I was going through alone. My mom and dad told me to find a Bible and to read Psalm 143. I went back to my room where my Bible was. I was so upset, and I was craving any kind of peace or rest from Jesus. I was completely empty of any hope for my situation to ever get better. I was at a point in my life where I was completely desperate. I read this psalm written by David, and these words gave me the words to cry out to Jesus. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. Do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you. The enemy pursues me. He crushes me to the ground. He makes me dwell in the darkness like those long dead. So my spirit grows faint within me. My heart is dismayed. I remember the days of long ago. I meditate in all of your works and consider what your hands have done. I spread out to my hands to you. I thirst for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I'll be like those who go down to the pit. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way that I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. In your unfailing love, silence my enemies. Destroy all my foes, for I am your servant. Reading this was probably the first time I've experienced peace in years, and it was a peace that only Jesus could give me. David wrote the words that my soul was burdened with, and I recited the psalm over and over again while I was at the hospital. Psalm 143 is now an anthem in my life when I am struggling. I knew that I needed God, and he had been a stronghold for me throughout my journey with depression, but I still tried to handle my illness by myself, not ever giving complete control to Jesus to work in my life. I tried to look like I was in decent shape to my family, my parents, my friends, and I even tried to look put together for God, which doesn't work. What I've recently learned is that the enemy corrupts our minds with lies and thoughts of shame and guilt for being so broken and so vulnerable, when that's just what God is asking of us, to humbly cry out to him. But what is desperation if all we do is just sit in it and we dwell on it? It can feel pretty hopeless if we don't turn to God in our desperation. Your desperation should lead you to prayer. If you believe God is in control, then you surrender your situation to him because you believe he is sovereign. If you believe God is good, you can trust your will for his life, including the trials that you go through. If you believe that God cares, you can know that he doesn't waste seasons, even the miserable ones. Our desperation should drive us to cry out to God. I'm completely aware that not everyone in here has dealt with mental illness. That's just my example of desperation in my life. Some of you have experienced desperation in other ways. Your parents told you they're getting a divorce, and you don't understand why God is allowing this to happen to your family. Your loved one passed away, and you're dealing with so much pain and devastating grief. You keep falling back into the same sins that you ask forgiveness for over and over again. You have so many questions and no answers. John 16:33 says, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Take heart. I really love those two words. We can take heart in the midst of our battles, in the midst of our depression, in the midst of our brokenness. Each one of us has a desperate need for God because we are sinners in need of saving. But some of you haven't gotten down on your hands and knees yet and cried out to Jesus. You're probably thinking, "Maya, so you're saying I have to go through something awful to get closer to God." No, you don't. You don't have to go through some type of trauma or traumatic life event to confess and reveal your need for mercy. You don't have to wait for the lowest point in your life to surrender it to God. Maybe in your life, the worst thing that's happening is that your school year isn't going the way you had wanted. Maybe in your life, you don't really have any reason to complain, and you can manage the things that are going on in your life with very little difficulty. Still, I encourage you to reach out to God. Prayer, expressing that you want him, you want relationship with him, you crave his presence. As humans, we are so weak. We don't have limitless strength. We don't always have hope on our own. You can ignore the power of God for a little while, maybe. You can try to get through life on your own, but the creator of the universe is present in everything. His strength surpasses human understanding, which is why we need him. We come before him in prayer as a result of being desperate, but we also pray to stay desperate. I've recently learned that desperation precedes deliverance. Desperation precedes deliverance. If God wanted to, he's God. He could pull you out of whatever situation you're going through that's hard for you, but he's waiting for you to cry out to him. I know it's uncomfortable to really analyze yourself and all of the reasons why you need saving. I know that I've ignored some of my faults because I'd rather just not think about all of the ways that I fall short. My life falls apart when I lie to myself that I have everything under control and that I can be my own savior, because some needs are impossible to solve with human strength. There is some point where we have no other hope. Nothing we can do can solve our problem, and that can feel pretty helpless. When we place our dependence into Christ, we naturally come into a place of desperation. It's scary to step into a place of complete surrender, but there's no better savior than Jesus Christ. It's weird to say, but I am so grateful that I came to a point of being so broken. I'm grateful that I ended up alone in a hospital, completely terrified, because I realized I had exhausted all of my earthly resources and I needed to surrender my situation and my pain to Jesus. I hope you reach a point of desperation, and that you can surrender your life to Jesus. You can give him every chain in your life, every hold that the devil has on you, every lie that you've believed, every addiction you've faced. You surrender those to Jesus. 1 Peter 5:10 says, "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." That is what God did in my life. He restored me, he confirmed me, and he strengthened me. And I pray the same will happen for you if you're willing to receive God's grace. Desperation has many side effects, if you will. Miracles are made from desperation. Healing is made from desperation. Gratitude can come from desperation. A word, a place that seems like a dead end. A lot happens when we say, Jesus, I have nothing. I need you. Move in my life. Jesus refines us when we come to this point and when we go through the things that we do. He does not waste seasons. In Matthew 5, Jesus is giving his Sermon on the Mount, and we hear what we know as the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of their righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In Jesus' eyes, those who have been persecuted are poor in spirit. Those who are merciful are blessed in his kingdom. They are called children of God. He reaches the broken and the desperate, so you don't have to feel guilty about being broken. Let go of your pride and fall to your knees begging him to intercede in your life. Desperate people are those who go looking, and those who seek him will find him. And this is a beautiful promise that we are given by Jesus. Our best will never be good enough. Our own strength will never last, and this is a good thing. Desperation is a gift, and when we lean into our weaknesses and tear down our walls, we can run into Jesus' arms. My closest moments with Jesus have not been the spiritual highs or the moments where I feel like I'm on top of the world. It's the moments where I'm walking through the valley of death. It's the moments where I'm at my lowest. We see throughout Scripture that Jesus hears and sees the broken, the desperate, the hopeless. We see him respond. We see him heal, and we see him intervene. God allows us to be broken because then he can restore us. In your lowest moments, he is always enough, and where we fall short, he never does. In your lowest moments, God is restoring you. Desperation isn't a popular state of being, but sometimes our situation forces us into a place of desperation. How are you going to handle these moments? Are you going to let it weaken you, or are you going to embrace it as a gift to further your relationship with Jesus? We all have an undeniable desperate need for Jesus, and moments of struggle and trial are crucial steps in our walk with Christ. Thank you.